Shalom Aleichem, sweet friends. This should be a schuss for Shlaim, for your Yishai Neri, Yishai Dova Levi Ben Neri, for Shlaim, for Shachol Yisrael, and for schuss for Daniel Simcha Ben Chavar Reitzel, Baruch Abad Tzlach, Wachamasa Yadav, based on this Shira and the Sefer Marv Zikon, Chela Gimel, Simon Aleph Rashi. The Gemara Mishnah says, the beginning of the of Perak Yom Tov Shal Rosh Hashanah, that Yom Tov Shal Rosh Hashanah Shachol Yos B'Shabbos, they would blow shofar in the Mikdash, but they wouldn't blow shofar in the Medina outside the Mikdash. We have to understand the lashon of the Mishnah, Yom Tov Shal Rosh Hashanah. Just say, Rosh Hashanah Shechol Yos B'Shabbos. Why Yom Tov Shal Rosh Hashanah Shechol Yos B'Shabbos? You also have to understand Pshat in the Mishnah. It says, B'Mikdash Hayu Token. Lashon Akroi. It just happened to have happened. Hayu Token. It should have said, B'Mikdash Token. What's Pshat? B'Mikdash Hayu, they would blow. It's mashma, just happened that way, that they would blow. Say, but Mikdash token, that's the din. Chayovim lesko, they have to be token. Say, Balash and Chiv. Also, Rashi writes, Yom Tov Shal Rosh Hashanah Shchiros B'Shabbos, Mikdash Hay token, B'Gemara Mefarishla. So Rashi's Matik Barichus, he copies the Lashon of the Mishnah. Yom Tov Shal Rosh Hashanah Shchol Lios B'Shabbos, B'Mikdash Hay token. He copies that whole part out of the Mishnah just to say that Gemara Mefarishla. So he's trying to emphasize this Lashon of the Mishnah. That there's a diuk here and you have to be medayik. So Mitzvah Shem, we're going to see what Rashi is teaching us. The Gemara it says, Minani Mili, how do we know that we don't blow on Rosh Hashanah Shechos B'Shabbos? Amar Levi Bar Lachma, Amar Bichama Barichim Bar Barachanina. One pasuk says Shabbos and Zichron Shua, and one pasuk says Yom Shua Yelachem. And what is it? Is it Zichron Shua? Is it a Yom Shua? Is it a day of blowing or a memory of blowing? Answers the Gemara, depends. Yom Tov Shechol Yos B'Shabbos, you just remember the blowing, and Yom Tov Shechol Yos B'Chol, you actually blow. Amar Rava, Rava says Ima Doraisa. If this is really Doraisa, you learn from Sukkim. So how are you blowing in the Mikdash? What do you need a pasuk to tell you? That you're not allowed to blow shofar on Rosh Hashanah, Shechol Yos B'Shabbos. It's not a malacha. Ki a shofar is a chachma, vein a malacha. So Rava doesn't like this Rav Levi Bar Lachma, this chiddush of his, this new amora we've never met before. So he says, I have another pshat in the Mishnah. Midoraisa Mishrasharu. Really, Midoraisa, you're allowed to blow on Shabbos. And it's just the rabbis who were metaken not to blow. Because Rabbi says, everyone's chayav to blow, but not everyone's a bucky, so they might carry an arbamus. And gzeira, not to, that they shouldn't carry an arbamus. We don't blow at all on Shabbos. Rashi says, Zichron Shua, velo tshuva mamash. You don't actually blow. Ela mikros shel tshuva yom, you have to say psukim of tshuva. Malacha hi, Rashi says, the Gemara says, a malacha bitmi, it's a kash, it's not a malacha. Gzeira shem yitleni, you might carry it, and the mikdash, they didn't make the gzeira, Rashi says, because there's no iser shuvas derabbanan b'mikdash. So we have to understand a little bit of a diuk. The Gemara is marich, and it says, kan biyom tov shechol liyos b'shavis, Kan be Yom Tov Shechol Lios B'chol. This is when Yom Tov falls out on Shabbos. This is when Yom Tov falls out on L'chol. We could have said much more pashut. The kitzur. Kan be Shabbos, Kan B'chol. I be Yom Tov Shechol Lios B'Shabbos. Yom Tov Shechol Lios B'chol. Say Kan be Shabbos, Kan B'chol. Shabbos you don't blow, B'chol you do blow. Well, B'chlal, when you see that the Gemara brings an Amora who isn't usually brought in Shas, like with Levi Bar Lachma, there's a mashmos of a big chiddush. There's something new here, and therefore you have to bring him. You're not just saying it in the name of the regular Amoraim, Rav, Shmuel, Rav Yochanan. So what's this big chiddush? Also Rashi says, Zichron Shrua is Mikros Shel Shrua. How does Rashi know? Maybe Yom Shrua. Maybe Zichron Shrua means that you don't blow. You just remember to blow. You remember the blowing. You don't blow. Who says you say psukim? Make it taste. Also, Rava doesn't say, it doesn't say maskif la Rava, masiv, shtei tshuvas bedavar. It just says, oh my Rava, imidai raisa. So smashma, it's not such a, not such a shtar kasha. So that means that there are two shitas in the sugya, and we have to understand each one. But what taka would Rav Levi bar Lachma answer Rava? And b'chlal, Rava says, like Rabba, that it's gzera, you might carry our Rama's brishus a Rama. It doesn't make sense. The lashon of the member of Rabba is explicitly the gabe shofar. Rabba says, Hakol chayav mitkiya shofar, v'en hakol b'kiyam mitkiya shofar. Gzera shem yitlena v'yelech etzel abaki. So we get that, we have the whole mahalach of the sugya. But we could have just started off with that. Menani mili, how do you know the inhaler to blow on Rosh Hashanah Shcholos b'Shabbos? Don kedam merabba, don merabba. Everyone's chayv at kiyah shofar, and not everyone's a baki at kiyah shofar. There's a gzeira they're going to carry in our ba'amos. So why don't we just that's already the teretz. But no, the Gemara doesn't start out that way. After Rava asks on Rav Levi bar Lachma, he says it must be like Rabba. So the Gemara knew Rava all along, but only we're bringing it at the end. So what's the? Why don't we bring it from that from the get go? So it's mavur from all of this that we have to understand. What happens when Yom Tov falls out on Shabbos? It's Yom Tov Chol on Shabbos. So what's Pshat when Yom Tov and Shabbos intersect? Is it Pshat that they just happen to have fallen out on the same day? Today happens to be Monday, and it also happens to be my birthday. There's no intrinsic connection between Monday and my birthday. Or no? Yom Tov is Mamish Chol on the Shabbos. So what happens when Yom Tov falls out on Shabbos? So the Mashmos in our Mishnah is that everything changes. It says, Yom Tov Shel Rosh Hashanah Shechol Yos B'Shabbos. So it's mashma that such a Yom Tov is different than a regular Rosh Hashanah. That there's a Tzad Chibur between the Yom Tov and the Shabbos. So it's a new Yom Tov. And the whole Chiddush of the Mishnah is coming out with this new name of Yom Tov and Shabbos together. It's not just Rosh Hashanah, that Cholos B'Shabbos. The Yom Tov of Rosh Hashanah, the Kedushas Yom Tov of Rosh Hashanah, that falls out on Shabbos, and then the two of them intersecting makes a new day. And therefore the Gemara asks, Minani Mili, what's the gather of this new Metzius of not just it happens to be that it's Yom Tov and Shabbos at the same time, Rosh Hashanah and Shabbos at the same time? No. It's a new Metzius of Yom Tov and Shabbos mixed in together. It's a cocktail of Yom Tov and Shabbos. What's the source that there's a new Metzius? And therefore it's a huge Chiddush that there's a Zasort and Cheftza of Yom Tov Shechol Yos B'Shabbos. Comes with Levi, not just Rosh Hashanah Shchos, Yom Tov Rosh Hashanah Shchos B'Shabbos. Comes with Levi Bar Lachman, and he's Mechadish Adavar Nifla Me'od. That there's such a big difference in the 2 days, that there's this difference in the Shem Yom Tov, that when the Yom Tov falls out on Shabbos and doesn't fall out on Shabbos, it's a different Shem Yom Tov. And therefore there's one Kiyum Mitzvah when it falls out on Shabbos. And there's another kiyum mitzvah when the yantuf doesn't fall out on Shabbos. And there's two different psukim. One pasuk of the chol, which is when you actually blow, and the other is Shabbos, when it's a zichur and shrua. Yom Tov Shal Rosh Hashanah Shechol Yos B'Shabbos is coming to be Mechadish, is a new gather of Yom Tov. And this shame Yom Tov is Mechadish, a different kiyum of Mitzvah Hayom. That you're Mekayim the Mitzvah's true by just saying Psukim. And therefore the Sugya, Marich and the Lashonos, can be Yom Tov Shechol Yos B'Shabbos. Can be Yom Tov Shechol Yos B'Chol. Because that's the whole Yisod of the Teretz of Rav Levi Bar Lachma. That it's a new mitzvah of Yom Tov, and therefore there's a different kiyum. And that's why it says in the Mishnah, Hayu Token. In the Mikdash, they would blow. They didn't have to. It was Shabbos. And if they were Tokeya, B'derech Minig, not Mamish Achiyuv of a mitzvah, they would blow, but really it's Shabbos. They don't have to, it's a new mitzvah. And therefore Rashi and the Dibur HaMaskil copied the whole Lashon. Yom Tov Shal Rosh Hashanah Chol Yos B'Shabbos Mikdash HaYitoken. And he says, B'Gemar Mefarish, so that's the whole Yisod for the for understanding the Sugya. We're being retired to this Lang Lashon and the Chiddush of Rav Levi Bar Lachma. And now we understand why the Gemara didn't bring Rabbah till the end. So we knew the member of Rabbah that a person is liable to carry our Bama's precious Rabbah because not everybody's a Bucky. But we didn't like it because we wanted to be Miyashi, the Lashon of the Mishnah. The Lashon of the Mishnah is that there's a new Mitzvah to Shabbos. To Rosh Hashanah, Yom Tov Shal Rosh Hashanah Shechol Yos B'Shabbos. It's not just a Gzeira you might carry. No, there's a different kiyum in the mitzvah sayom. And just when Rava came and he said, I just have kashas and svara and Rav Levi Bar Lachma. And the Gemara said, okay, the adifus b'svara is going to be machuya the adifus in lashon. Rav Levi Bar Lachma is going to be ashiv the lashon. Because there's the new mitzvah, and if there's no kiyum, no mitzvah at all to blow on Shabbos. And Rava says, yeah, there really is a mitzvah, just can't because of the gzeira. So Rav Levi Bar Lachma is miyashiv the lashon of Yom Tov Shal Rosh Hashanah Shechol Yos B'Shabbos, and Kumtarain Rava, he has a couple of kashes, and therefore he says, no, really, Betzim, you can blow on Shabbos. I'm not miyashiv the lashon, but there's going to be a difference in Shabbos and Yom Tov because of the gzeira. Also makes sense that if it's a new mitzvah, then there's going to be a chiyuv to actually say the psukim, because it's not just stam that there's an isur tkiyah here, but it's Yom Tov Shal Rosh Hashanah Shechol Yos B'Shabbos. It's a new mitzvah. Therefore, in a new mitzvah, there's going to be more of a chiyuv, not just to remember and to refrain from blowing, but actual mentioning of psukim. One could possibly argue. So it comes out then that that's why, according to Rav Levi Bar Lachma, that's why we're not blowing on Shabbos, because of the new mitzvahs of Yom Tov Shechol Yos B'Shabbos. Al Kopanim, why then do they blow in the Mikdash? So we suggest that maybe it was Bataras Minog. They didn't really have to. Or there's another possibility, and that is that it says earlier, Tanya Amr Yehuda Tazayin Amr Aleph, Shu Rabbi Akiva Bnei Mamre Torah Viyu Amr Pesach Bnei Sha Pesach Zman Tvuhu. Why do we bring Omer in the Pesach? Because Pesach is Zman Tvuhu, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, bring Omer Lefanei B'Pesach in order that you should have a bracha in your Tvuhu. And why Shtei Alechem and Atzeres? Because it's the time of Peres HaIlan, etc. And why Nischu Mayim? Why in the Chag Nischu Mayim? Well, Chag is a time for Geshem. And Emru Lufanei B'Rosh Hashanah Me'achas Zichronis V'Shofris Kedei Shetam Lichuni Aleichem Malchi is Kedei Shetam Lichuni Aleichem Zichronis Kedei Shiala Zichronichem Lufanei V'Toivo U'Bameh B'Shofris. That's why in Rosh Hashanah we say Malchias, Achronis, and Shofris. Malchias, Kadesh Tamichuni Aleichem, like Hashem Melech. Achronos, so that our Zecher should come before Hashem, and how? With Shofar. That's in Daf Tezayin, the Braisa. And later on we have in Lamed Daled Amud Beis that Rabbi says that Omer HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Milufanei B'Rosh Hashanah Malchias, Achronis, for Shofris. Malchus Kishtam Machuni Alechem, Zuchonet Shavonet Zuchonechem Batova, Ubame Bishofar. So the question is, how does Rabbi say this? Is Rabbi say this as if it's his own Chiddush? It's earlier on in the Gemara, we have it as a Braisa. Rabbi Yehuda said in the name of Rabbi Akiva. So as there goes Cheshek Shlomo, Bazu the Tzarechim. So in the Marbe Zikar, in Chelek Aleph, in Shir Gimel, he explains that Rabbi Akiva holds that Kiya Shofar has a din carbon besides the din mitzvah, and therefore it's brought in the Braisa together with the Omer and Shtei Alechem and Nisach HaMayim. But the Maskana of our Sugya is that it's not a din carbon, it's just a mitzvah, and therefore Rabbah doesn't quote the other parts of the Braisa. He just mentions it alone, individually. Doesn't mention the karbanos of Omer, etc., of Shtei Alechem, because he doesn't hold your blowing midin karban, just midin mitzvah. So you could possibly say that Rav Levi Bar Lachma explains the mission like Rabbi Akiva, and you're blowing in the mikdash and Shabbos not mitzvah the ki mitzvah, ki mitzvah is no inyan, but mitzvah the karban. And the carbon has to be in the mikdash. And that Rabbah says that it's mitam gzeira. But really, you should be blowing everywhere. Because he's holding not like Rabbi Akiva, and we're paskening not like Rabbi Akiva. It's not midin karban, midin mitzvah. You just can't do it because of the gzeirah. The Yerushalmi, they bring the shita that Yom Teruah is b'chol, Zichron Teruah is b'Shabbos. It says that on Shabbos Maskir and Abalot Token, that we say the Psukim, but we don't actually blow. And then it says, so why then do you blow in the Mikdash? And then they answer, based on a brisa, Rishim Bayochai, that you should be tokeh b'makom shemakuivim bo karbanos. So we can say that the drasha is to be tokeh mitzad the Torah's karban shiva. So that's why we're tokeh. Out of the mitzvah of tekiah, there's no mitzvah of tekiah. Zichron shur. But you're tokeh b'makom shemakuivim karbanos because midin karban. These are some hirhurim on the sugya of Yom Tov Shel Rosh Hashanah Shechol Yos B'Shabbos, and there's a lot more to say and a lot more to do, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shem Zakos Zochalumo du lamid lishma las lakaimis kolibri salam terasa vihava. Amen, vi amen. Shalom, shalom, sweetest friends.